Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault, that is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hi, hello guys. Welcome to another great interview. I am here with Tyler Shane, might be one of the most kindest, he's one of the He's one of the most sweetest people I ever met and completely understanding. I was actually late and he completely understood. You know how sweet that is, guys? You know? He's so sweet. Isn't he amazing?
Absolutely. Stuff happens, man.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's so understanding. Some people just freak out. I don't know if you, if this ever happened to you when working musicians, but sometimes when you're late on something or there's a delay, there's people that like freak out. I'm like, damn, like y'all calm down, like what the.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that does happen, you know. That's actually one of my strategies too, is generally like if I'm making a remix or something, I like to tease like parts of the drop or parts of the song that like they haven't heard yet fully. And just gets everybody hype. It's super fun. So, yeah. Use it to your advantage, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But anyway, I'm glad to have you. Also, I wanted to introduce everybody. This is Acero. You will be hearing his interview very shortly. So if you have not heard of
Oh,
him, let
dale.
me
I'm just a lurker that's trying to co-host.
know.
A lurker. I love it. Yeah, I'm just a lurker.
Yeah.
That sounds like the name of something from like Left 4 Dead or something, like a zombie game that's coming for you, a lurker. It's just like that's exactly what that is. I should make that to a song. Yeah. Not, but like after the interview, me and Musically, I was talking to him about podcasts and stuff because like I was trying to start up my own, and Musically was like, "Oh, you could co-host with me," and I'm bored, so I'm here now. So, and now we're just chilling and ready to have some fun.
Oh yeah, and he's a lot of fun though. Like you both are actually fun, actually, especially with what I've been seeing on social media lately. Especially Tyler, been seeing lots of fun in your social media links and posts. You look so fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
It's like everyone uses Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't be a real musician or a real person if you didn't use Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. It's like your ID now. I really don't use Twitter that much, but I just decided to get it because like every musician has it. But
Yeah.
I definitely do use Instagram.
I mean, I'm.
At least to look at the memes.
Yeah. Instagram's the best with memes. And honestly, sometimes I don't like Twitter because it's super slow on my phone. And sometimes people aren't even active on Twitter or Facebook. So Instagram's like the best one.
Use Facebook?
Yeah, the podcast has a Facebook, but I don't use it. I just have it because I read somewhere that you should have Facebook. Like I read somewhere on a site and they said you should literally have Facebook because, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna just do it just in case. And it's good for me. It's more expansion and Facebook has, groups of musicians, so I just happen to be on there.
Yeah, that's cool. Do all of us have Facebook? Yeah, I've got Facebook as well. I only use it for like just my family, just to check up on what everyone else is doing. I don't ever post on.
I feel you.
Yeah, mine's just at Tyler Shane Official. Try to post as much as I can, and just kind of keep people updated on what's going on and stuff.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, I feel like it's good to like try and be on as all of the relevant social media stuff, and try to get like expand as much as possible on like all your socials. Like, if you want to put a post on Twitter, might as well bring it to Instagram too, or something, if you can.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Or into Facebook, especially.
Exactly. And I don't know if y'all do this, but I post to, like, every time I have a new interview, I just release it just to all three at the same day. Or if you guys have, like, songs, do you, like, post it in the same day? Do you, like, do it, you know, during the week?
Honestly, that does happen sometimes. There have been days where, like, there's a post I did recently where I basically just had the idea for a song, ended up making the song that day. For the most part, it was done, and then I just put together a video for promotion and just released it all on the same day. Not the song itself, but just kind of like a promotion video. Just because sometimes, like, inspiration hits you like that, man. You know, you don't always get to choose. You'll be in the shower, and then it'll just hit you, and you have to just, like, make do, you know? So, it just depends, but, yeah, I get that.
Wait, what type of video?
Oh, like, yeah, so, what I like to do, one of my good buddies, his name is Nathan Welch, and he does just crazy artwork, and so I hired him on my team to do, like, logos and just different stuff like that, and you can find him on social media at Welch Logos. But he does some cool stuff, man, and I basically just took his logos and just started doing animations to them and putting music to it and just kind of, like, going through apps and editing it down and making it, like, move to the music and pulse and stuff. And it's just a cool way for me to view, like, maybe, like, get my brand out there a little bit, but just to kind of be in a space with that music where people can kind of visually connect to it too. And it's fun, man. I enjoy them.
I mean, I just edit photos for song covers.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. I just love animation. I love, like, if you can connect. A lot of times when I make music, I see visuals as well. So I generally have an idea of what that video is going to look like before I'm done with the song, which I think is kind of cool. So I've just been doing this lately. It's fun.
That's what makes you a good artist, being able to, like, have ideas coming into everything. Like, you already envision, like, what do you want, you know?
Yeah,
like that for songs, like that for, like, even just creating song covers and whatever you want. I like that, because creativity is important, and I really like that.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'm trying to do my own thing, make it, like, you know, it's got my own flavor on it and stuff. It's hard to kind of get out there on social media and just make content. You know, it's like, what's going to make you stand out? What are people doing? You kind of have to, like, think of all those things before you get started. And I think the key is just to get started. Like, once you do, you eventually get over that whole, I'm new to this, this is, you know, not so great, and you kind of work on it, and eventually you start making stuff that you like, and that's, I guess, kind of where I'm starting to be. So I'm ready to get out and play some shows, man. I'm excited.
Oh, are you going to some shows?
Yeah, so I'm probably going to be in Athens, Georgia here very soon for an, like, kind of open DJ Dex night thing. Just to get back out there and start playing some shows, man. I'm super excited. I haven't really played since quarantine. I think it was, like, 2019, the very end of 2019. Oof. Is when I played my last show. So I'm, like, so ready to get back out there.
I think all of us are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'd be stoked if you could, if we could score, like, free tickets, like, that'd be exciting too.
Oh, absolutely.
You're trying to hook us up, you know, some free tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'll get that figured out for you guys if you were to come out. That would be super fun.
Yeah.
Nah, I wish I could go out.
I mean, it's probably coming. Like, I'll be in Georgia anyway. Like, I'm going on vacation there, like, I think in a couple months or so. So it's, like, perfect timing.
Yeah, if it lines up, I'll shoot you some tickets.
Dang, I'm being stuck here, so I do want to go out.
That's of your own free will. You're choosing to stay home.
Okay, so, all right, I'll just go ahead and bribe my parents to travel, especially in the cold weather, too.
Well, you should anyway. You should be traveling. Like, if you haven't been, like,
I got some people over who are from Kentucky, like over at my house right now, which is why I didn't really join you yesterday, musically. But yeah, I got some people over from a part of family, and I'm trying to bribe like my parents, like, oh, we should like go out somewhere, and they're just like, nah.
But that is of your own free will, so you know.
Oh yeah, I'll just buy me a car and I'll or a bicycle, yeah, and I'll just travel.
Remember,
bicycle it up. I love it.
About, we should not
make sure you get the bell. Get that little ring, ring, the little bell.
No, I don't even want a bicycle. I'm gonna use a unicycle.
No, I'm using a unicycle.
Why not?
Oh, you're such a 90s person.
90s person.
Who the fuck uses a unicycle?
I'm not even old. Come on now.
Like, I don't know, maybe elderlies, but who uses that?
I mean, I'm in a little bit of Motown.
Oh, come on. Who uses those?
What? You're such a boomer musically.
I'm not a boomer!
Ooh, shots fired.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying, though, who uses a unicycle? Tell me who.
I mean, I don't, but I want to learn.
You are such a 90s reductant.
You know, all these rappers, artists, producers, Typhoon, who want to, like, spend all of their money on gold chains and diamonds and everything. I'm going to spend all my money on, like, unicycles.
No, okay. You're disgusting.
See that? It's an addiction. It's just, like, a really, really downward spiral. Nobody gets into them and then gets out. Yeah, I see what you mean. Not even once. Don't try it.
I'll be immediately forward, just, like, break my neck or something. Be like on New York Times. Upcoming rapper suffers fracture from riding unicycle. Something like that.
I would spread the news.
Oh, we'll turn it to a meme.
Now I'll put a rose by your funeral place.
Thank you.
Oh, so sweet.
Anything for a friend.
Oh my god.
Now I'm just entering a dark place, so I'm just going to move past the dark place. Actually, what I originally applied for, Acero had to ruin it for everybody. I'm just kidding.
My bad.
Oh, no, you're good. Actually, first of all, your music you've been putting on Instagram is so amazing. I think my favorite had to be it's two favorites. The one you released on the 4th, I think that's called Go Hard. Yeah, Go Hard. And then the other one you put called, what is the name? Ooh, I'm trying to remember. Arms Length 2, which everybody will get a chance to hear. So, I had a feeling, I was like, why the hell is he releasing these songs like that? It's because you have an album coming, don't you?
Yeah, so it's a big deal. I've been working on an album on top of just the other stuff that I've been doing. So I've been making a bunch of singles, trying to get some stuff out for everybody because it's been a while since I've done stuff and I've learned a lot. I've really grown a lot as an artist. So I want to put stuff out that kind of represents me. But then additionally, I've got an album about my brother coming out. It's called Ooh. Forever Brothers, and it's going to be coming out. We're going to stay tuned on that, but I'm really looking towards this year. Like, I'm really trying to get that album out. It's just a very, very intense album. It's about my brother that passed away about 3 years ago. He passed away on, like, April 12th of 2019, I want to say. And it was just, it was so tough. Like, he's my absolute best friend and inspiration. Like, just going through life as a kid and stuff with him was just such a big part of my childhood and what developed me. And so that bond was so big. And so when I lost him, I kind of quit music for a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you guys. It was really tough. A lot of crazy personal stuff going on. So tried to get it together again, man. And then I remember picking up music and just being like, I need to get back into this. And once I got that flow happening again, because I had so much trauma and just so much stuff to get out, it started pouring out of me and it really just saved my life, if I'm honest. So I'm excited to get that out. Forever Brothers is a little bit different stylistically than some of the stuff I've put out recently. It's a little bit more angelic, I guess I would say, very, very like people categorize a lot of it naturally as like future house or future base and stuff like that. But yeah, everybody's got an interpretation of it. Ultimately, I just wanted to capture like beauty. If I could capture anything, the beauty of like the memories I have with him and that bond and stuff. So I'm super excited for it. I've been working on that basically nonstop, but you're gonna be seeing a lot of singles as well come out soon too. So that's the album. That's the whole gist on it.
Yay. Well,
Yeah, I felt that a lot.
yeah.
And
Yeah,
sorry to
appreciate it,
hear
guys.
about that.
Yeah, man, I mean, hey, like growing up, like my brother had muscular dystrophy and ulcerative colitis, so just like really nasty combo. And they basically said, hey, he's not gonna make it to his 16th birthday. And that kid made it to almost 23 years old in ICU.
Dang.
And just absolute soldier, man. He was just a beautiful person. Never complained, man. He's really, really cool in that way, very tough. So yeah, I just it's one of those things that it's a story I need to tell, you know, and I know I'm always gonna look back on this stuff and listen to it, and it's gonna matter. So I'm trying to nail it, man. And so I'm just putting a lot of time into it. So if you guys stay tuned on the Instagram, you'll see a lot of stories of just like developments of those songs and that type of thing. I just love like teasing stuff and messing with different things to capture that
Yeah, like
energy.
snippets.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be basically the album Forever Brothers is gonna be a concept album where you're gonna basically have the whole thing be a video game. So from start to finish,
I like that
he
idea.
loved video games, and we always connected on games. So yeah, from start to finish, it's gonna be like a game booting up, and it's gonna be like a game closing out. And I can't wait to see what people think about that. I think a lot of our generation like kind of grew up with games in some capacity, so it's kind of this familiar thing. And like it just kind of, I don't know, some of the sound design in it for me just kind of awakens something like that's just I've kind of always known, you know. It's very cool.
Yeah, I've made like a song like just briefly mentioning about, someone who really meant something to me. I've never really thought to like dedicate an entire project, but that's something that I should really look out for. And I really like the honor that you have of your brother and all.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I should probably start working on that too. But
Do it,
and yeah,
man.
so yeah, sorry for your loss again. And he was definitely a soldier. That's why you never have to give up,
Exactly. It really it set a I don't know, for me, it just gave me that fire, man, that I needed. You know, I was in a dark place, and it was like, are we gonna use my brother's memory as like this beautiful thing? You know, maybe make something cool out of that and tell that story, or am I gonna, you know, throw a pity party the rest of my life about it? You know, it's like I gotta get up and do something about it. And so this project is what kind of got me back into music, and it's got a beauty to it in that sense. You can really feel some of it as you're listening to it. So super excited for that to come out. That's gonna be a crazy project. It's not gonna necessarily, I don't think, fit the parameters of EDM the same way that most stuff does. But I like that. I like that it's kind of challenging as a piece of art, you know? So excited to see what people think. Nervous as well.
We're all nervous about something,
Yeah.
about all things that are new.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. But hey, congrats on the project. And deepest condolences, for your brother. He must have been an amazing person for you to write a whole album about, him. So
Absolutely.
again, deepest condolences. Condolences, that's what I meant. Speaking of
You need to learn how to pronounce musically.
What?
You need to learn how to pronounce your words.
I am trying. That's what you're
You have
I'm
a
trying.
podcast,
Why are you picking on me?
basically.
Why do you have to pick on me? I'm trying. I said deepest condolences. I was trying.
No, absolutely. It's all good, guys.
No, I'm just messing. I'm just messing with you.
I know.
I'm gonna get you. You'll pay for me.
I'm just.
You'll pay for that. But actually, I'm curious to know about this album base. Did you know that you were gonna release an album, or because of course this album is a tribute. Did you know, when around that time when your brother was alive, did you know, did you were expecting an album to get released, or was it just a surprise?
Well, what's funny is I was actually working on an album around that time called Viridian. It's actually up on Apple Music, Spotify, all that stuff now. And I actually released that album on his birthday, the year that he passed in 2019, to kind of, just put that out there for him. I felt like I had been working on that album for a while and was nervous to release it. And just we went, you know what, I'm going to start with this. And I think that was the first time that I made the decision that I was going to, do music again and kind of get vulnerable and try to do something with it. So that was a big moment for me. But yeah, I released that on his birthday that year. So didn't know that Forever Brothers would become a thing while he was alive. No, to answer that question. I think that's something that I was kind of inspired by after going through a really dark place. But, to be honest, throughout my life, I did think about the fact that, he had a condition and that he may have a short lifespan. So that was definitely tough, but never really thought about the idea that I would make an album at some point in time. If anything, it was me just trying to express myself at that time. And I guess now Forever Brothers is just me expressing myself now, right? Just because of what's gone on. So, I don't think it was ever something I really pre-planned, but it is something really cool that has become something really beautiful. So I'm proud of where it's going,
Oh, that's really good.
I mean, beautiness is most attractive.
No.
Ladies, come get with me.
Oh, my God. Maybe he was, though. I don't know. Was he like that?
No, I'm not. What?
You said about...
Sorry, I had a brain fart.
You said about attractiveness.
Oh, no, I'm saying... Yeah, I'm saying that beauty is attractive. So that was like a shot for the ladies who want me.
No one's going to want you. Don't even lie. No one's going to want you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Anyway...
Yeah, but I felt that, yeah. And that's really deep meaning, and also good to, release something on his birthday and all.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I want everything to be of meaning.
In a way, it just kind of keeps me accountable. It's like, it's almost kind of like he's still able to keep me accountable to expressing myself and doing the things I need to do.
Expressing yourself is very important.
Yeah, and this project has definitely, come from that, so I'm happy with it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I feel that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that must have been a weird coincidence kind of thing too, that you were working on an album but it ended up coming out working as Forever Brothers. Wow, so that original album, did it ever get out as an album, or did you change it to an EP, that original album you had?
Oh, Viridian was always designed, I think, to be an EP. It was really at the time just a vibe, Viridian, the actual song Viridian, for me was just my attempt at kind of getting that beach vibe, that festival beach vibe. I played, that video? Yeah, what was that video game? Forza Horizon 3, I think. You're in Australia, and it's just a constant party. And it made me think about, beach festival vibes. And so Viridian was kind of inspired from that.
Tropical.
Yeah, you can hear the influence in that song too. But I recorded that most of that song sitting by a pool because it was just it helped me create that song. So sometimes you have to do that.
Just chilling on the nice Hawaii beach, seeing the dolphins from ablaze and the shiny waters, or you're sitting there sunbathing and drinking your good old lemonade or whatever it is with your little plastic straw, and just having your feet on the sand, got to picture it. Very good.
There it is.
I wish I could have a vacation like that. Maybe I gotta listen to that since I kind of popped up here last second.
Yeah.
You know, I should listen to that after this, actually.
Hey, feel free, man.
Link me it. Or Typhoon, link me it.
I got you.
But, you know, because I like EDM a lot, but it's not really like... Oh, actually, it is pretty much kind of my thing, but I just don't know how to make music of EDM, so I just never tried. I should get into that more.
You should. I mean, your voice, you have a nice voice for EDM, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, the only EDM stuff, like, I've ever, like, the first thing that got me into EDM was, like, playing this game that was, like, based on EDM music. And then all of a sudden, Marshmello came out of nowhere. So it started to make me look at other EDM artists, but, like, they were, like, I don't know how, like, all the types of EDM music there is. But it's still, regardless, EDM is EDM. It's a nice sound to it, you know?
Yeah, I think the reason why I like it, if I'm honest, is that there's just really no rules to it. I've played in a lot of bands in the past. I used to play in like a post-hardcore band called Recollect Reconstruct, and
because hip hop and rap is like specifically like focused on like bars being lyrical, which is, you know, melodic, whatever type of style it is. With EDM, you could just be free with it, you know. You could pick out whatever melodies you want, what type of instruments, and like if you're trying to do like something that's like boom bap or old school, you gotta have that old school type of instruments. And EDM is not really subjective to that, you know. Even though I think there is types of styles of EDM, like dubstep, I think. And what's that type of EDM that's like very fast paced or whatever?
Oh yeah, I mean, there's a bunch, honestly.
Yeah, you probably got. I gotta get more educated in EDM, but I feel like EDM is like more free to listen to, because you can find out more experiments and just like enjoy like you can always find something new. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I guess what I mean by that is that you can take a vocal and chop it all up, and it doesn't necessarily have to sound like it makes any sense, but it's still cool. Like, it's still okay to do that, right? So you can challenge people's ears. Like, they're going to hear stuff that isn't natural to their ear, but it's still cool. It's still, you know, if you can make it infectious.
Everyone's like expecting like auto-tune, you know, and rapping out.
Yeah, sure.
It's good to be like different and unique like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm about to be buying a Marshmello helmet.
Nice.
And actually, since you mentioned EDM, what has been your experience in EDM, by the way, Tyler? Like, now that you guys talked about that, have you ever, like, experimented with EDM? Like, what's your experience with using electronic music?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Are you saying, like, what's my experience with EDM, like, listening to it or, like, creating it?
Yeah, creating is what I meant. I should probably should have said, yeah, creating it. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think having no rules is really what makes it fun for me. I think the thing that I really love to do is I'll take one style, for example, and then I'll try to mix in a different style. So it could be maybe like, it could be some type of electro sounding kind of song, but then you could add some like Latin groove to it, you know, or like just add different flair to things to kind of make it sound unique. And that mixing of genres, I think, is what I really like about being a DJ and being an EDM artist, is there's really no rules and you can have fun with the journey you take people on. You know, it's a very expressive, dramatic art type. Very, very, like, intense sounds. It's, you know, literally just building these giant soundscapes to play around in. And I think like that imagination piece of it is why I keep coming back to it, is that anything's basically possible in that realm. And so I think I like EDM for that reason, because it's just, you never know what you're going to expect the next time you hit play on an EDM song. So it's just,
yeah,
it's cool. It's cool to hear that kind of expression, unhinged, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. Like, I wanted to ask you though, like, with you being a, like, a producer, right, producing for these other artists, and being a DJ at like concerts, what's like your experience with being a DJ, and like, what do you think is like harder to do, like create EDM music or like being a DJ?
Yeah, I mean, being a DJ, it's fun, man. Like, I think the thing that people don't generally realize is that being a DJ is not always super easy.
Yeah, because I always just press like a couple of buttons.
Yeah, like in like a live setting, you're really communicating with a crowd, you know? So when people show up, they'll give you a vibe, and based on what you play, they may react one way or another. And a good DJ is able to kind of play off of that. And
like control.
You know, yeah, and kind of control the night, you know, the director of the night, if you will. And I think that's really cool that somebody can kind of be a conductor of joy in that sense, right? Like that you're there and kind of just make the vibes happen, and you can kind of, in a way, communicate with like hundreds of people in a room without saying anything. You know, you can just kind of feel it. And I think that's really cool.
Like energy.
Yeah. Energy is just interesting. You know, like the relationship that has. So I love that piece of it when it comes to being a DJ. I don't think that there's one that's necessarily harder than the other. I'd probably say that most people struggle with the production side more than the DJ side, to be honest. But yeah, I don't know if I would say like one is harder than the other. I think they're just very different disciplines. It's hard to kind of compare them, but I think that the creation process overall is probably a more complex and like hard thing to do, you know, at least really good production where everything sounds really clean and the mix is very well done and everything's bright and loud.
And just years of experience of just using a DAW.
Yeah, it just takes time, man. Not to mention just developing a sound. It takes time.
Like compressing, distortion, and all that stuff.
For sure, yeah. I actually went to college in Atlanta, Georgia. I went to Atlanta Institute of Music and Media, and I got my degree there for studio engineering, and that's where I kind of learned a lot of the stuff that I know in terms of what I do with what I do now at the project, and anytime I work with like other people as well. So that definitely helped me. That was so worth the money, and I love those guys. They're an awesome school. If you're in Atlanta, it's a great school for the money.
Big shout out.
There you go.
That's why you go to. That's why you choose school, kids.
Stay in school.
You could become like Typhoon and be like the best audio engineer.
Yeah. I love this old screen name. Everyone has that old screen name or email where it's just the most embarrassing thing. Typhunk has been my like gamer tag on Xbox for the longest time. So yeah, that's what we're talking about if you're confused.
Oh my God. I remember mine now. I remember like, so I played this game called Geometry Dash, and there was this like big player named Sonix. And, you know, back then I was young, so I literally just stole his name and put, like, Funix, like, Fun and X. And now every time I look back at that username, I'm just super disgusted.
To be honest, that sounds like something I could buy at Toys R Us, man. That's so awesome. Sounds like a playset that you could put together.
New product, Funix.
Yeah, somebody else.
A new store, Funix, opening near us. Oh wait, now I'm thinking about it now. That could be
a thing.
Absolutely,
guys. We just started a company. Some dude's just gonna randomly listen to this podcast, and he's gonna figure out his new toy company name, Funix.
We're gonna get.
I mean, it's not bad. I'd probably buy something.
Yeah, same.
They're gonna take over Toys R Us.
It should be Toys R Us's ass.
I miss them, to be honest. That little giraffe was so adorable.
Oh yeah, and sorry Typhoon, but I'm a PS4 guy, not really Xbox, so I think we have a little bit of a rivalry.
Yeah. I'm an Xbox guy for the most part. Just have built a library on it for years, and now it's just like, I'm not going to switch.
I remember when I got my first Xbox 360, but like my grandma was too poor to buy online, so I was always playing like Skate 3 offline. And then whenever they got me a PS4 for Christmas, I was just like immediately hooked. And I was finally playing online, and I just never looked back at Xbox, because whenever I got on the Xbox One, it was like so confusing.
Yep, sound like my bro.
Yeah, because you could just like hit like the PS4 button, you're immediately home, but I always had to like held it or something.
Oh god.
Oh, sorry, Musical.ly. I forgot you're a boomer.
You know what? He doesn't know video games. And I do play video games.
What video games you play?
I have PS4, so... now the games aren't coming to mind. Yay. I do. I'm trying to remember what the name of the games are now, because...
You probably play, like, story games. You probably play like you don't. You probably don't play multiplayer.
Yeah, because I don't have a lot of friends on PS4. That is true.
Yeah, you're probably like a Dark Souls.
It's like the games with a storyline in it. I don't know.
Typhoon is a real one, like me. He probably plays like Call of Duty.
Yeah. Honestly, guys, it just really depends on what my mood is. But I love stealth games, man. Like growing up, I was always into like.
Ooh, like Assassin's Creed.
And yeah, Assassin's Creed is great. But we played all the good stuff. Actually, it's funny. One of the games that I played as a kid a lot was Kingdom Hearts. And Kingdom Hearts, that's man, familiar. If you have not played that, please play it. It's such a delightful story. It's very complicated. It's unbelievably complicated. Like probably more complicated than Game of Thrones when it comes to like the actual story in that game. But nonetheless. It is so beautiful, and that actually inspired me a lot. I made a remix for, if you guys have heard of a band called Love, but that's actually the name of the band, is a band called Love. They're awesome dudes from Georgia, where I'm at, and we kind of grew up together, but their band is awesome, and I remixed a song called When You See the Light, and that song... is basically me trying to capture that like Kingdom Hearts beautiful like joyous energy, and so like it's funny how much those types of games like inspired me as a kid growing up. It really changed like how I see music, which I think is super cool.
Oh.
Yeah. Like I will admit, now you're kind of getting me to play it now.
Yeah,
you should, bro.
Is it on PS4?
Yeah, it should be on PS4. Yeah, it should be on all Sony stuff. It's on Xbox, too. Well, the latest one's on Xbox now. But, yeah, you should really get them all on PlayStation, man.
My dad took my PS5.
I wonder why.
I'm on this old PS4.
Let me guess. Actually, let me not guess, because you look like a guy who does crazy shit. So I'm not surprised.
Wait, is it like a? I think I may know a little bit about it. Or like the graphics. Wait, do you know what Terraria is? Or
I think I've heard of that before.
Okay, well, what about Megalonovia? I can't pronounce that. Megalonovia, something like that.
I don't think so.
Hey, okay, well, is it like pixel-like type of graphics?
What
is if that? I probably got the wrong idea, but like pixels type of thing.
Oh, you're talking about with Kingdom Hearts? No, not at all, man. Yeah, just look it up. It's super cool.
Oh, okay, I thought it was like some like a pixel type of like thingy, like old Mario type of graphics.
No, you're definitely like they're older games, but the graphics in them are really good, and they're kind of cartoony. Like there's Disney characters in it, bro. Like you don't know how crazy this is. Like you gotta check it out. It's cool. It's a really cool story, too.
All right, I'll write that down right now.
Yeah, man, do it. It's awesome.
No.
It's my paper. I think I lost my paper.
You lost a couple things, too. Am I going to talk about what you lost?
Yeah, wait,
this.
What?
I love this rivalry that's going on. This is just great.
I hate you musically. You're the worst
don't
ever.
Don't be like that. Well, don't be like
that. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. You know I love
you. Me too.
Eminem part.
I'm having a brain fart now. I'm sorry. We've been talking about games so much, my brain's like, I've lost train of thought. God.
You're totally fine.
Let me snap it back to reality.
In multiple places.
Let's get in the ring.
This is awesome.
I'm tired of this.
Come on. It's my show. I can do whatever I want.
True. I think...
What were you going to say?
I'll save it for later. No, too late.
It?
Too late. No, too late.
What was it? You can't get away now. What is it?
I think you're just jealous.
Why
jealous
would I be jealous of you? I can be jealous of anyone else, but not you.
Because I've been stealing the show.
You? Name one reason why. I should. That's a lot. Now you're lying to people, which is wrong. No, you're not.
You're being signed now.
No, you're not. Now you're lying to people, which is wrong. Okay, now you're...
Wait, Typhoon. Kingdom of Hearts. Why? I see Winnie the Pooh, Goofy, and Donald, and Mickey Mouse, and Donald Duck. This is it, right?
On you, bro. This is it, bro.
So this is like some Super Smash Bros. Type of stuff.
Bro, you just have no idea.
They're like into a story.
You'll just have to plunge in, man. It's a crazy story.
Mm.
It's definitely not going to be what you expect. Wow. It's super cool, though.
Mm. Is this a Looney Tunes?
It's fun, the game. Game's fun. I've actually played it multiple times. I just forgot about that game. I forgot for a sec, but I actually played it.
Oh yeah, most people have I think it was like PS2. Yeah, so.
That's so fun too, and it reminds me of that Disney game too. It's super nostalgic.
I mean, it's literally Disney characters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's literally Mickey Mouse,
no,
Donald Duck,
we know
and
that.
Goofy.
No, duh. I like that we're just talking.
Duh. What do you mean, duh? You're trying to be smart with me now?
Be honest. I don't see anything in there besides just talk. I don't see much.
Alright, sure.
I mean, the only thing smart is that you figured out that I was talking to somebody.
Alright. I'm gonna go get my box.
What for? To try and open a garbage can or try to open a tin can?
Alright, this is the last straw, okay?
And what's
one more straw left.
It's not going to explode and go to the toilet.
Alright, that's it, guys. That's it. I'm retiring from music. I hate this. Musically ruined everything. I hate it here.
I'm sorry! I didn't know you're gonna spiral. I know you're kidding.
I'm becoming a tattoo
you
artist
even
now.
You can't tattoo anything.
I quit. Bro, okay. Alright, fine. I'm being an unemployed
Who's gonna employ you? McDonald's.
That was literally dead. I was just about to say that. I was literally about to say, I'm going to start working at Price Chopper.
Oh, God. What's that, KFC?
KFC,
I love it. But it looks like a copied version of Popeyes for some reason. It looks just like Popeyes, except it's...
But KFC exists more. But we're getting off track. We're getting a little bit off
track. But hey, I like it, though. I mean...
Cyphunk, you trying to start a food company with me?
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
No, man, trust me, you don't want me anywhere near your food supply.
Album's coming, you can't do it all.
We're going to call it Ace Funk, okay? Because it's like Ace Funk? And your last name
Funk. Who
the
hell's going to go to that place? Hippies?
Yes. Oh, but here's the thing, here's the twist, right? It's a food place. But it's also gambling, too, because of Ace.
You're like gambling.
Big brain, huh? Big brain. Big brain.
You're describing a casino.
Yeah, it's a casino.
It's like Vegas Vacation all over again.
But in the word funk, there'll be like funk bands that will like have shows and concerts at our food place. I'm telling you, we're... If we started, we're going to make some big
money.
That's
not the only thing funky around here. No, it's not!
Yeah, it's you musically.
No, you didn't.
I made you mad.
I've had hate since like the show started, so I'm feeling completely clean.
Are we going to square up?
I'd love to see you try.
Oh my god, that's
nice. I'd love to see you
try. Got you guys.
Kingdom of Hearts should add us characters in it. And then we'll just, like, start
fighting.
You look
fighting. Like a twig. You couldn't be me. Like, you couldn't.
Wait, Kingdom of Hearts
is a twig. Your profile pic literally looks like a pencil.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, ooh. I feel so bad for you.
Yeah, that's about for you.
I feel so bad for you.
You have the courage to really say that shit, and it's live right now. Like, you have the courage to say that shit to me. Like I feel bad for you, honestly.
Bro, I'm wearing a hoodie, though.
You don't show any guns. The only thing that's gun worthy is that your courage, which you have very little.
I bet you Typhunk over here is buffed. He's going to be my boxing trainer.
Him? You mean him? You mean the same? Okay.
Dude, were you a... You ain't post no IRL pictures of you. I ain't seen what you look like. You
oh,
probably
no,
a
no.
more twig
I'm
than
from
me.
Texas. We don't have twigs. That's right.
Yeah,
I'm
you
full
ride
of bull,
bulls.
And you're full of shit. Get it? Bullshit. Get it?
Okay, I'm done.
Aww,
I'm not talking
finally
anymore.
Something works around here. Sorry, you're right, we are completely off topic. Oh, come on. Alright. Tyler, we are so sorry about this off-topicness we were supposed to
I'm
talk,
crying.
But hey, this happened half actually.
That's all good, guys.
Aww.
I'm crying.
Need some breakup songs? Adele's on repeat if you need it.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, so... I actually do have one more question. So earlier you was talking about back to like that Little Brother thing you said or some album thing. You said that you was trying out different styles, right?
Yeah, to a degree, man. I'm trying to like I guess
like what type of styles?
Yeah, so I mean I'm just trying to approach this album a different way. I think so one of the things that I'm doing I think that's different is I'm using a lot of vocals from a bunch of different places on it to kind of simulate, instead of like having just like a main singer in every song, a lot of times you're going to hear like different clips of what I call memories in each song. And it's just kind of like different little vocal melodies or hooks or things that remind me of things that are from that childhood. And so it's like you basically have, you're going through this song with memories kind of like springing up on you. And it's different. It's interesting, man, but I'm excited to see what people think. Like I said, it's just, it's not quite the same as music that I listen to, I guess, for the most part.
Your own genre.
I don't know if I'd claim that, but just got this like, it's just got this different style to it, man. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I think it's going to be a cool thing because a lot of people that aren't necessarily into EDM
can maybe get into
kind of like it, yeah. But then like I've noticed like people that just, you know, maybe listen to heavier EDM still like it because it's got like a pretty sound to it. So I don't know, man. It's somewhere in the middle there.
The only thing that's in the middle.
Cool. I don't even know what that means.
Musically, it's still salty.
Thank you, and you're not even half sweet. Thanks. So I'm salty and sweet, and you're exactly.
I'm sour, but yeah, I'm proud to say that. Anyways, when I meant like from styles though, I meant like alternative rock and like different genres. Like, have you ever maybe looked at other genres besides EDM, like to make?
Oh yeah, 100%, man. Like I was saying before, I was in a band called Rico Like Reconstruct. I'm trying to think of when that was, like maybe 2010 through, or I don't know, maybe 2011 through 2013 or 14. And we
solid 3 or 2 years.
Yeah, it was cool because we made like, if you guys have ever heard like the band Under Oath, like that's basically what I was writing. That's what I was going for. And it has a totally different feel, you know. I listen to pretty much everything, man, from bands like Hammock, which is like a very slow, like drony kind of ambient sound, to like death metal. So I kind of 100%. Yeah, like I listen to all that stuff. So I try to get like different influences in my stuff. Like in heavier rock songs and like metal and stuff like that, they have a lot of cool percussion and stuff. They'll have those like really jaggedy breakdowns and stuff, like you know what I mean? And it like
beatbox?
Yeah, that's something I do quite a bit. But like that's that syncopation. You can get that from a lot of those genres and bring it into EDM and do some fun stuff with it. So just that is an example.
Wait, okay. Yeah, I get that genres part, but I'm just confused. Where did this beatboxing of you come in out of nowhere?
It's not really out of nowhere, man. It's just something I do. Like, I've always loved beatboxing, but I
the best I could do is like kicks and percussions. It can't do. Hold on, sorry. I'm sorry. You just threw me off guard. Wait, musically, is this like your first beatboxer on the podcast?
I remember, like, I think he might actually is. I've never actually seen beatboxing like that, or at least I don't remember.
Typhoon just needs to come out with a new release of just him beatboxing. I would love to see that.
Dude, on the Tyler Shane page, like, I post a lot of stuff that's, like, especially during all my stories, I post a lot of ideas that I have. A lot of my songs actually start like that. Normally, it'll be some idea that I was beatboxing for a little while, and then I'll try to take that and put it into a song. So
wait, I got, like, an idea. Like you know, like, how people have, like, their little, like, stuff that they say before their songs, like, so you know it's, like, made by them? What if it's just, like, you beatboxing? And then, like, boom, since
I actually, playing. I've actually tried to do a sonic signature like that where, and a lot of, if you listen to a lot of my songs, there's this little melodic progression that happens. I like to start off my songs where the song kind of starts out and then maybe, like, a couple of bars in, you hear, dun, 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 just that progression. It's dun dun dun. You'll hear it in a lot of my different songs. It's just kind of a signature, like, I don't know why, but in my head I hear like Tyler Shane, like something about that just kind of makes me feel like it's mine. So those little piano notes, I start the song off with quite a bit. So it's funny you say that, because I like stuff like that. I like kind of having a signature, but not necessarily having it be something that you say, just because it's, I don't know, there's something very crass about that. Like, I like how this is just kind of blended in there. It's like a signature that's like almost a part of the painting,
Mine is just saying that I'm local. Like, I'm local fool. Like, that's my signature.
Oh, nice.
God.
And always, as long as the word local is
Yeah.
in that, and everyone knows it's from me.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, that's amazing. You're the first beatboxer. That's really amazing.
Musically, we need like a very professional like beatboxer who dedicates only to like beatboxing on this podcast.
Oh, for sure.
Typhoon,
I could give you, I could definitely give you some people
yeah,
to
you
interview,
need to
man.
give us some
100%, man. I
you
really use it
gotta
as an
use your words
instrument.
right. Like, I'm an interviewer and I actually I said I'm a beatboxer, so actually,
Hey, I
do
could
you even have my
beatbox.
Instagram? Like, do you even have mine?
I could beatbox.
Still on my Insta, I would
Wait, say
love
that
to
again.
jump
I'm
in front
sorry.
of a mirror and we can chat later. Or we can just use Discord, whatever you want.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, sure. Anytime, yeah, just feel free to hit me up on the DMs.
Cool.
Yeah, you see, I got
Like
the beatboxer skills.
what
Like, I got a
skills?
little bit, just a little
Where is
bit.
it? Because it surely ain't here.
Oh my God, I
I
hate
love
you.
you.
Death. Oh my God. Oh my God, stop. Okay, you're annoying. You just been
Oh,
nothing
come
but
on, I'm
a
just
kink
playing with
man,
you.
basically.
Don't you love playing games? Are you a boomer? Wait, are you a boomer?
I'm literally. I'm literally gonna go to Triple H, a triple. Wait, no, I messed up. I'm trying to think of a wrestler's name. Triple Threat. Yeah, that's his name. With Triple H. I forgot. Never mind. I'm gonna
Wait.
wrestle you. Okay, like WWE. I'm gonna slam your head, and you're gonna be have ments have you
It's
have
so
brain damage.
adorable
Okay.
that you gotta try, but it's not gonna happen. So it's cute. It's cute. I like
I'm leaving.
it.
There it is.
See, he'll come back in about a few
No, no.
seconds.
I hate you.
But dude, really, it's cute. Like, it's adorable. You would wrestle me.
I'm gonna go Dwayne Johnson on you. I'm gonna go John Cena on you. I
I
know my
know when that
wrestlers.
happens. I'll sure have a bandage, which will never come in handy because it'll never happen. It's cute that you were trying. I
Thanks.
appreciate the effort. It's so cute.
Not like
Oh,
you
I've
could
been
do any
doing wrestling
better.
since I
Shut
was
up, Mookie.
7. Yeah.
Oh, for real? Wait, Typhoon, do you do wrestling?
Wrestling?
Yeah, like wrestling.
Not necessarily.
You're probably not even violent.
Not even violent? Yeah, I'd say that, honestly,
Yeah.
that probably described it pretty well.
Man, no, I need. Bro, come on. Literally listening to you sound like someone who can literally beat everyone up in the world. So if like you help me out, I can like get some lessons from you and like we could take out the other person
You
using
can't
this
beat me.
voice chat,
Like, if you and I ever did it, the only thing
Yes, I
that would be
can.
left in you is a leg.
Oh,
I'd love to.
I'd love
make
to
it a
see
date
you try.
Thing.
Ben, the next KSI versus Logan.
I'm excited,
gonna be
I'm
a
excited and I cannot wait to bust your head open. I'm excited. Like, I'm excited.
I'm
going to call
KSI.
My guy at the ambulance and tell him to bring the truck over. I'll even pay for your hospital bill.
Wait, what?
I'll even pay for your hospital bill.
That doesn't sound like a boxing match. That sounds like a murder.
You will when I get done with you, you will.
I'll cover everything. Aww, okay, I'm making
so
a diss track after this.
What's a diss track going to do to me, huh?
Diss track.
And then that's gonna be like the song that's playing whenever I enter in that ring, and then everyone in the crowd is gonna be like cheering for me, and Tyler Funk will be like the referee, and he'll be like, "All right, you ready? Fight!" And then five seconds later,
wait a minute,
KO.
The only thing that's gonna be in the crowd for you is your grandmother, and she might pass out and fall asleep. No, you won't.
Hey, but you know what? I'm gonna win it though. And at least she won't be able
do
to.
Do what?
Never mind. Fold it like a chair. Hey, you know what? At least she won't see you being beat up by me.
Oh, it's
so
good
that's
for you.
A good
you have enough courage
you.
To sail this ship, but you won't do it.
Bad.
I would
go,
love
pull
to
up.
See you try. I would love to.
Oh, man.
I'm just waiting. I'm
Mike
waiting
is literally
to
breaking
try.
Out.
I'm excited. Oh, I love
nah,
you
it's all fun and games. You know I love you musically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
mm-hmm.
just you know,
I
love and
that's
hate.
That's how our relationship has been, you know, love and hate. So far, at least. But, honestly, right. Just to make sure this doesn't, like, affect anything. Hey, this has been great, y'all. Tyler. Thank you so much for being here. God, this is like the most fun I've ever had all day, and I've just been sitting in here and doing nothing, so this has been so fun. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I've had fun too.
I'll be looking at some Kingdom Hearts stuff, and also make sure you send me that link or whatever. Oh, I could just pop. I'll probably find it on your SoundCloud, but...
Yeah, for sure, guys. Yeah, if you type in, like, when you're searching on Apple Music or Spotify or YouTube or SoundCloud or whatever it is, you can type in Tyler Shane, and generally it'll take you right to my pages and stuff. But if you type in Tyler Shane Remix, it'll show a lot of my remixes as well. And I've been doing a lot of those lately, and there's going to be a bunch more coming, which is cool.
Yeah, I noticed.
So, yeah, I'm excited for that. I can't really talk about any of them yet, but I've got a couple of bands that – you know, or in the local Atlanta area that are getting remixed by me, and they're super cool collabs,
hey,
so I'm excited about
it. Hey, maybe I'm just gonna get like on a feature with you, maybe.
Can I say that again?
Maybe I could be like on a feature with you. Like me and you could work on a diss track against music.
Aww, that
oh,
is
yeah,
so cute.
Be.
Guys, he's adorable, isn't he? He's like a puppy. Isn't he cute? He's like one of those little puppies that growl at you, and you just,
yeah, and this puppy gonna bite
cute.
You.
Yeah,
and this puppy's gonna bite you.
And when you lose,
yeah,
I'm gonna give you a participation award and say, at least you tried.
At least I'm getting an award. You're not gonna be getting nothing when you're on the ground.
It's so cute that you said that, because it's not gonna happen. When I get done, I don't even have enough words to say anything. Don't have enough energy to say anything. Cause I'm brass and you're a pencil. Brass and all pencils right. are two different things. A pencil's a wooden stick and brasses have a lot of as in it.
Go, oh, what? Sorry, we'll sleep. What was you saying?
I like that you're trying to ignore me. I love you too. Anyway, Tyler, to the fans out there who's been tuning in, is there any last words you have to say to them?
No, just thanks for having me. Yeah, I'll be looking forward to the album that is coming. It's just going to take a second for me to kind of get everything the way I want it to be. It's such an important message. But yeah, just stay tuned to the Instagram and Twitter and that type of stuff. And I'm going to hopefully be playing a bunch of shows in the ATL soon. So got a couple of them lined up. But as soon as I kind of get back out there and get consistent with it, I'm excited to kind of see what happens with it. So thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Musical.ly let me join, you know, just to have some fun and for me,
like,
you know, to pick on him.
For sure, man.
I can't pick on you. You just attempted and you failed.
And I don't know. We'll let the
fans decide.
I barely
know you.
That.
You wouldn't even have a chance.
Listeners
they barely
of this
know
podcast.
You. Aw, that's cute.
Yeah, but they
and
will
have
after
backup
I beat
support.
You.
I do know a few wrestlers. Tell people to work out. I know connections and you don't. So, hot to that. Just to make sure, because I love the band and I love y'all too. Make sure to check out Tyler Shane down below in the links provided. Yeah, that's why I'm not mentioning you, Acero. Make sure to check out Tyler down below. Make sure to stay in tune. stay tuned, excuse me. Who cares? Anyway.
And you can pronounce.
Who cares?
Can't say condolences.
I was never good
can't
at
even
English
say
too. Anyway. I'm just kidding. I'm very good in English.
And you on the podcast.
Make sure to check him out. Make sure to get excited for his new album, Forever Brothers, coming very soon. We're excited. And hey, Drew, good luck with everything coming for you. And I'm super proud of how's everything going for you? And I'm so happy how the year went.
Yes, sir. Typhunk the GOAT.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Seriously. This project means a lot to me, so it's just cool to hear people, you know, listen to it. And it's going to be cool, man.
And hey, y'all don't do anything stupid. Keep on supporting musicians, because that's the only way life's going to work if you keep supporting music. I support people!
Yeah, don't be like Musical.ly.
And you don't. That's the difference, too, is that you don't, but I do.
I'm kidding.
You don't, but
okay,
I
guys,
do.
I'm kidding.
The only reason why you say that is because you don't have Instagram.
Okay,
and
I think
don't
this is my cue to
leave. Isn't that right? Am I right or am I wrong? So, you gotta get your facts straight.
I don't know.
I support people, but question is, do you support people?
But you're stupid.
I'm gonna let you think of that for a sec. I'm gonna close the show. Have a good evening, y'all. Don't be like a Sarah and an asshole. Have a good evening, and peace out. And I'm gonna peace out before you say
don't
anything.
Don't be like Musical.ly.
Whatever you're gonna say next is shit anyway. Peace out. Love y'all.
's. Hello everybody, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now in this following segment you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance too. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. I've been talking to the moon about my heartbreaks, talking to the moon about my lost days, trying to figure out my way around, hoping that I'll find a way out. It's gonna be okay, that's what they all say. You gon' find your way, that's what they all say. It's gonna be okay, that's what they all say. You just gotta focus on your worth. Head down, focus on your work. Take just what they say with grain of salt, my hands in dirt. That's how I feel, for real. Had to put that on the shield. Had to cleanse the non-believers. Know what's right without the fear. And that's on everything I love. But still at night I keep my head up, talking to the moon. Gotta watch my back for those who wanna see me lose. Gave them all my trust, but I can't trust the way they move. Cause I don't walk the ring of fire. Talking to the moon about my heartbreaks, talking to the moon about my lost days, trying to figure out my way around, hoping that I'll find a way out. It's gonna be okay, that's what they all say. that's what they all say. You gon' find your way, that's what they all say. It's gon' be okay, that's what they all say. You just gotta focus on the change. I'm talking to the moon about my heartbreak. It's gon' be okay, that's what they all say. It's gon' be okay, that's what they all say. I'm talking to the moon about my heartbreak. I'm hoping that I find a way out. It's gon' be okay, that's what they all say. It's gon' be okay, that's what they. That's what they all say. You gon' find your way, that's what they all say. It's gon' be okay, that's what they all say. You gon' find your way, that's what they all say. You just gotta focus on the change. Head up, keep it on the move and find the range. Be the shining sun when you make it through the rain. Create a world you love, baby, look at what I made. Just from what I say, just from staying down 10 toes every day. And that's from everything I love. Head up, talking to the moon. Talking to my mama to protect all that I lose. Let go of that trauma, all those demons I ain't choose to hold me back in. Walk this ring of fire to find myself in all this passion. I've been talking to the moon about my heartbreaks. Yeah, talking to the moon about my lost days. Trying to figure out my way around. Hoping that I find a way out. Ooh, it's gon' be okay, that's what I found. Yeah. You gon' find your way around. I've been talking to the moon about my heartbreaks. Talking to the moon about my lost days. Trying to figure out my way around. Hoping that I find a way out. It's gon' be okay, that's what they all say. You gon' find your way, that's what they all say. It's gon' be okay, that's what they all say. You just gotta focus on the change. I'm talking to the moon about my heartbreak. I'm it's gon' be okay, that's what they all say. That's what they say. I'm talking to the moon about my heartbreak. I'm hoping that I find a way out. It's gon' be okay, that's what they all say. That's what they. Focus on the change. Head up, keep it on the move and find the range. Be the shining sun when you make it through the rain. Create a world you love, baby, look at what I made. Just from what I say, just from staying down 10 times. I'm taking out my way around.